So finding what is the attuned posture for now, for this moment. Finding where is the attuned place to place your hands that feels helpful for you. So almost just letting your hands intuitively find that place. Just feeling into the rise and fall of the abdomen as we breathe. Just connecting, if you feel like, if that's good for you, just connecting with that sensation. And breathing into this lower belly area, the whole wide world of between the hips and lower pelvis bowl and below the just under the diaphragm, breathing that whole area there as an easy place to ground. And the breathing into that, like feeling that the muscle stretching, as if we were doing a yoga exercise and stretching and bending, and just feeling that in that abdomen breath and into the lower belly. Just as a beginning to connect in the body, your body, to say hello. from this lower belly, just coming to the base of the spine there, bringing awareness, like our awareness is slowly growing inside the body, and growing slowly up the spine, like we're walking up step by step up each bone, and just feeling what's needed around the spine, like using this spinefulness, what's needed in way of like from side to side, if there needs to be some movement to really have the spine coming centrally down between the hips and forwards and backwards, to see do we need to be a little bit more straight or a bit more curved, to be rising up really from the center. Yesterday we were, on the first day, I was speaking of the center of gravity in the pelvis. And now we're coming just over to the other side, starting with the center of the centeredness coming from the point where the spine is at the bottom of the back there. Just feeling that place and that growing from there, including all of that lower belly we've already been in, coming up, maybe shaking your shoulders a bit, finding the place so that the shoulders are sitting comfortably, horizontally balanced on that spine. Maybe coming over, continuing up the spine and over the head to your face, and just feeling into the muscles there. Bringing awareness to any clinging, clenched, holding on there. Letting that dissolve into the ground. Coming down the front of the neck, down the whole front, upper chest, diaphragm, and back to lower belly. And just feeling now into our four limbs, two arms and legs, just as a whole, like spreading, like an ink spreading, or like an inflatable you get in the playgrounds. You get inflatable castles for kids to jump on, and sometimes you get giant octopuses, and their legs are being blown up with the air. You can see that uncurling. So just coming with awareness into our limbs in that light way. In whatever way is also possible for you at this moment. Doesn't need to be a right or wrong way of doing it. Some people might just feel the whole body feeling now of skin all over, or they might be more in contact with the whole body feeling from inside. It doesn't matter. You might have a little touch of this and a little touch of that. What we're connecting with, what is coming into awareness is quite unique to each person, exactly. What doors open to us. So there's no need for any concern of not being able to do what I'm suggesting in any way. It's quite subjective indeed. And now this awareness established in the whole body, we can be like a person who's fishing and who's got out there in their boat, and they put their anchor down. They've thrown their nets out and they just sit back with a pillow to have a rest. Waiting for something to happen. This can be no more complicated than that, just sitting in our boat of awareness, just seeing what's going to come up, what's going to arise. Just being open to whatever. This is very much the type of meditation from the Ajahn Chah tradition. This being in broad awareness, open to whatever arises. We're not focusing narrowly or something in particular. So that everything is welcome. Everything is okay. then from there we can with mindfulness we can choose where we want to inquire and be more curious about something arising, or we can choose to not to pull back from that. And this is a moment by moment choosing, like something arises, like maybe a pain in the shoulder or the back, and can be a bit curious about that. Was that what's going on there? And sometimes it can be, this is not the moment to attend to that. This is not the moment to go deeper into inquiry, curiosity with that. So we just come back to whole awareness of the body. And sometimes it is the moment to inquire, like to dive in a bit deeper into something particular, because it may have a message, a story to tell us that is helpful. In some way, some tension held in the body that without doing any psychology on ourselves or analyzing, it's not like analyzing, it's feeling into the sensation to see what the sensation may have to tell us. What does that sore knee want from me? What's it saying? And then also the third part after awareness and inquiry is our effort, our energy, to just feel, what's the right energy here? Am I putting too much effort, drive in, too much pushing, or maybe not enough, and do I need to wake up a little bit more, a bit more alertness, a bit more freshness? And we can consciously, freshen up. Sometimes we need to open the eyes or stand up or something. Or just energetically bring a bit more energy because we're spacing out, falling asleep. And sometimes know that going towards that falling asleep also can be an interesting moment, especially if you're sitting on a chair. But the state of mind as you're falling towards sleep, and then, can be part of meditation. So I'll be quiet now, leaving you with these three tools of body awareness and curiosity and tuning into the right effort. harking back always to this, what's happening now? What's arising in awareness? What underneath voices want to be listened to, want to be heard? What's my body intelligence telling me? you for being here.